Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Rolling through a Monday afternoon with Mike Caldwell from, imagine that, Square One DSM. And we were just talking about the partnership's trip to Washington, D.C. that takes place this week. Are you going on that?
I am not. This is one of the few things I don't participate in very much, because what I'm doing, the entrepreneurial stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Farther down the agenda.
I understand. But very important.
Extremely important.
Because we're going to be talking about something brand new.
Round two for it.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting. This is, for those of you who have been following along, and we've had some conversation about EntreFest. That's a multi-day event that happens in eastern Iowa. Mm-hmm. This is called Accelerate DSM. And we're going through round two, something new. And so last year was
the initial
toe in the water.
Yeah, let's give it a try, see what happens. Yeah. We literally didn't know what had happened. And 2.1 million impressions later on the social media world, turned out people liked it. We had 200 people show up for a one-day event. And it was, I would say it was themed around the startup world, but it wasn't as tight as it's going to be this year. This year, it's all about accelerating your business growth.
Yeah, so this year, unlike EntreFest, which has got a multi-day, multiple looks.
Very cool event, but it has multi-facets, right?
This is really focused.
Single facet. One day, one room. We've got room for 400 people. That's our hope. We already have quite a few signed up. We're going for 400.
But this isn't necessarily just for startups.
It's not. It is definitely focused around high growth potential businesses and growing your business, but it's not just startups.
Right.
One of our speakers is going to talk about building a company with the bootstrap method, meaning I didn't raise any money. They took $9,000 in their time, and they're now 10 employees, cash flow positive, very, very, very successful. Hmm. Talking about what do they learn from that? How can you grow? What did they learn that you could help use in your business to grow your business faster? Ben Milne's going to be there talking about growing Dwolla. There's a lady from Chicago. It's going to be there named Kayla Weisberg. She sold her first startup when she was in college, went to work for a large insurance company in the sales department, learned corporate selling, went back to a startup, sold $10 million in recurring revenue for the startup in the first 2 years, the very first sale. She did the very first sales for a total of $10 million over 2 years. And then she started a venture capital company to fund women-owned or women-led business. She's going to be there.
Hmm.
A gal named Molly Boltensteiner, I just butchered her name, but from FunnelWise here in town. And she has been heavily involved in sales funnel management for years. And she just moved back from the Valley, where she worked for, is it Mercado?
Mm-hmm.
Mercado, and now she's the VP of marketing at FunnelWise. And so she's built custom sales funnels for like over 300 growth companies. So she's going to talk about how do you do that? What does that mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's
What's
get into the details.
Sales funnel?
Yeah, what and why should I care?
Right.
And how do I build one, and why does it matter? And then Casey Neiman, who you've had on the show before, who's previous to a startup, ran channel sales for Microsoft for the central United States. And he's going to be talking about channel sales strategy. How do you use channel strategy to grow faster?
So, again, this is a one-day adventure. It's called Accelerate DSM. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very focused on how to grow your business. Right. Any business can come, I would suspect.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to have roundtables at the lunch break. We have like a 90-minute lunch break. You go to a roundtable, learn about anything from basically guerrilla marketing up through how do I raise a venture capital round to how do I pitch my company. So I think it's 20 different subjects at the tables. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's going to be a good day.
So this is all headed for when? When are we doing this?
May 17.
Okay. Oh, just coming up.
Coming up fast. May 17 at the Iowa Events Center. We're up in the main ballroom. Probably Ballroom A, I think. And you can find out more at acceleratedsm.com. Yeah. And here's the cool thing, because it is about startups as well. If you're a regular business owner, it's $30 for the day and we feed you. And if you're a student, it's $10 for the day.
Get out of here. And we feed
you. So
who are your sponsors on this?
Yeah, we have some good sponsors.
Okay, I was going to say.
You're very kind to put that plug in there.
Somewhere along the line, you got to pay for this.
Iowa Economic Development Authority was the lead sponsor.
Very nice.
Brown-Winick Law. LWBJ Capital
Brown
Buyers.
Winick, by the way, Brown-Winick is a big partner in the partnership's trip to D.C.
They are one of the most, I mean, they're a wonderful group to work with. They're also the sponsor of Plains Angels. Yeah, they're very involved. The City of Ankeny Economic Development Group, Drake University, City of Des Moines, Technology Association of Iowa. All our sponsors. I don't think I missed anybody there.
Excellent.
All our sponsors. And really, yeah, we just try to cover the cost. This is not a money-making event.
Sure.
We just hope to break even, to be honest with you. None of the speakers are getting paid. So it's all people that are doing this on their own time.
Really?
Yep. Nobody gets paid.
Good on
them. I think the lady that's coming from out of town, we said we'd cover her
flight
and her hotel, and that was it. And she volunteered. She's like, you don't have to pay me. I said, okay, I like this. So, yeah. And we are professional video, professional audio, the whole nine yards. So it's going to be a cool
day. So when the presenters come, Mike, what's in it for them? Well, somewhere along the line, there's transactional something here, perhaps.
I'll tell you that for most of them, it's called giving back.
Altruistic.
It is. It's one of the reasons I love being in Des Moines. And, you know, I can call up, send an email to a bunch of people I know that are CEOs of companies and say, hey, does anybody know this? I've got a startup and needs to know. Yeah, I know. Would you take time to talk to them? Sure. Like, that doesn't happen out west.
No, it doesn't.
And so a lot of the people, Tori Meritz is a great one, started Rocket Referrals. Tori's a brilliant young man. And he got a lot of help along the way. A lot of people advised him he wants to be doing that for them. He wants to give it back.
You know, that's one of the things I think that surprises so many people. I've been involved in this scene here in the Des Moines business community for a while. And you're absolutely right. You can call just about anybody.
And it's not just the startup community.
No.
It's the whole business community.
Yeah.
It's rare to not get an email answered for me. Just to send them a note and say, hey, I do it all the time. I'm looking for this. I don't even know if you've gotten one of my businesses. Does anybody know this?
Yeah.
You know, I just send it as a blind list, right?
Right.
If you know, answer. Otherwise, delete it. I always get answers.
Hmm. You know, and that's one of the things I think that's so much of the business community, and that's why we're so pleased to be able to talk about business and not some of the other stuff that people talk about, and because it's one of those growth modes. It's one of those things that will lift all boats.
Absolutely.
In the future.
Take a look around downtown Des Moines and tell me that the last 10 years of growth of downtown Des Moines aren't spurring the next 10 years of growth in downtown Des Moines. That article in the Business Record recently about how different the city's going to look when the NCAA is coming back. And that I started reading that list, and my wife started reading parts of it to me, and we're like, so much has happened, and it's still going. And I do think we are – well, I'll be honest with you. My core goal that I have to the board of the partnership is to grow entrepreneurial wealth. And the reason we look at it that way is because companies come and go, but the people like Jim County or – Connie Weimer or Herds or all these people that we know about, they were young entrepreneurs at one time.
Right. And they
how do we help the ones now? Because they stay and they give back. They're on the community foundation board. They'll end up over there. How do we help those people now? Because waiting until they're 65 or 70 and have made their pile, you know, you're going to be lucky to keep them. But if you can get them and make them part of your community and help them a lot, they'll remember. They'll give back.
And you just mentioned another great news story, Community Foundation. We had that story last week. Millions of dollars.
Yeah, and they do wonderful work. They really do.
Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, from Square One DSM. We're talking about Accelerate DSM. It's a one-day, highly intensive program. It's going to be taking place at the community center. The what do they call it? I can never –
used to be Vets Auditorium. I can say it, right? Collins Community Credit Union Convention Center.
Thank you.
How's that?
That's for those of us who I know.
Me too.
We have to just in to millennials.
There's some people that don't want to call Principal Park Principal Park either.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's still what was the name of it?
Before? What was the name of it?
Now I can't remember. Oh well, doesn't matter.
But yeah,
it had a name before that, and some people didn't like it changed, but. Yeah, it's still Vets Auditorium to me.
Well, you know, we've been around for a while. It's called Accelerate DSM, ladies and gentlemen. It gets underway on the 17th of this month. Registration?
You've got to register in advance.
You
got to do that.
Only 400 seats.
Yeah, there are seats limited, and we do expect to fill it. And again, the price is very, very reasonable. It's $30 or $10 if you're a student. You sign up at acceleratedsm.com.
All right. We will have a link right directly to that registration page so that you can go there and figure out what in the heck you can do to take part in this May 17th adventure through the Greater Des Moines Partnership and Square One DSM. It's called Accelerate DSM. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
Thanks for
that.
Having me today.
Yeah, good stuff. Did you find?
I should have known.
The filter got me. I couldn't even log on with the...
Oh,
the filter here. So.
You're going to have 100 phone calls and messages saying,
exactly.
It's this name, it's this name. And I'm feeling bad because my friend used to just mercifully push me to know that name. So.
I know.
You know, and I didn't grow up here, so I don't know.
There's so much clogged up here. You know, there's just
so much
stuff.
Actually, they've proven that older people like us, it's not that our brains are getting weak. It's just we filled the hard drive.
Exactly.
There's only so much room, and we filled it.
You got to go to 2.0.
Got formatted or something. I don't know.
In the cloud, baby. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. That was the voice of Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM. It's called Accelerate DSM. It's happening on May 17th. Links to all of this will be in the radio blog.
Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous.